What is happening, ladies and gents? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I'm Ray, that's Stat.
True.
What's happening?
Let's do it. I have to include it now because I feel like it's...
Listen, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, just I have to.
I'm good.
Because I've had people message me, can you include it? Like, all right, done.
I don't believe that for a second, but if you say so, done and done.
Fair enough. I received a text from Jacob.
Army?
Yeah. he sent me a text. He goes, bro, what a woman, what a wife. And I looked at the photo and it was... they had organized something. I don't know, they were organizing. And then she was like, let's do it. And she wrote, let's do it in Nathaniel's voice. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's brilliant.
How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. You know, big weekend, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to come down from a big weekend.
A good weekend, but
Easter was a great weekend, bro.
How was it? Oh, my Easter was good, bro.
Yeah.
Easter was hectic.
What'd you end up doing? Because I realized I didn't talk to you about it at all.
Yeah. Easter. So, Good Friday, I was church and then... I went home, did some work, went to Jeremy's. Don't worry about anything I'm saying right now. I forgot I wanted to start off like this. Our Jezebel has had a kid.
He's had a kid, bro.
I'm absolutely rapt.
Mabruk to Jeremy and Jackie. Congratulations.
That kid is cute, bro.
Little Isla, bro. I'm surprised.
She's beautiful.
Not as much Asian in her as I thought there'd be. Like,
me too.
It could change, obviously. It's only day one.
Yeah. Oh, she's beautiful. But
very cute kid.
I called this season on the way.
Yeah.
Okay, sure you should though. He's a full shiddo. Okay, sure should. Like, hey guys, sure.
Does it not freak you out that these young people, like youngish people, are becoming jiddos now?
It's crazy,
it's
bro.
Weird.
And then I go, sure, how's Theta going? And then he goes, mate, he goes, do not call her Nan. Just always call her Theta. Again, I'll never call her. He goes,
no
nah,
chance.
Never.
I can't do Nan.
Yeah, no. So I want to start off with that. Jeremy Jacks having a kid.
Big congratulations to them.
Yeah.
And especially seeing Jackie listens to our show every single week for some reason.
Yeah,
so
full liar.
Yeah,
full
congratulations,
liar.
Well,
that's Matt. I'm rap.
It's good stuff.
My best mate, you know what I mean?
Quality times.
Family, it's so good.
I called him today. I go, bro, I'm not going to take a lot of your time. Just want to say congratulations. How are you a dad?
He don't know.
He sat there. He was on the phone. He's just like, I don't know, bro. I don't know what's going on.
He could explain the birds and bees conversation.
and then all I hear is him yelling at his mum. Hey, mum, watch your neck. Watch your head. I go, you're a dad.
Hey, you watch your head, watch your neck.
You are a dad.
I'll do a full suplex.
That is crazy.
It's cute, bro. It is so cute.
Good on him.
Big raps that one started with. So I was at Jeremy's house Friday.
Yep.
Watched the Good Friday game. Mm-hmm. Dogs, rabbits.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Then... went to my sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out there. That was a fun night. Hung out there. And then, yeah, Saturday, busy. Sunday, I went to the Deb's house.
Nice.
Yeah, Auntie Christine invited me for lunch. It was good. It was fun. It was a good day, good night. Stayed there all day. I was there from like 1 to like midnight. So.
Oh, that's
it. Yeah, it was full a full on. Day. They nice. Had a few people over. It was really cool. And then Monday, I went to the Easter show.
Oh, yeah? How was it?
Look, it's all about the company, bro.
Okay, but all right, yeah. And I'll agree with you with that.
The company is always good. The Easter show, I don't see.
Let's settle the argument. Mm. I've never been to the Easter show.
Ever?
In my 24 years of life, I've never been to the Easter show. Okay?
Okay.
There was an opportunity when I was in school where Dad goes, listen, do you guys want to go to the Easter show? If we go there, we're not going to Queensland this year. So it was like,
you go to Queensland, mate.
100%. We chose Queensland every single time. But then after school, there was one time I was going to go. I was like, can't be bothered and just went home. So I've never been. Settle the argument.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Nah.
What are you paying to get in?
$45 just entry.
$45 for entry.
Mm.
That's a lot.
Mm. All right, look, it's definitely a lot. Because I remember when we were just on 18, 19, like entry was $30. So 45 was a lot. You right there, mate? Okay, wrap it up.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, you're not sorry yet.
Wow. $30 to 45.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm talking about when I was 19, 20. It was like $30. Now it's 45.
Still, that's only like six, 7 years ago.
Was it? Settle this for me. Was that Easter show last year? Or was it canned because of COVID? Because I was disputing with strangers when we were there.
It was still there.
It was still there? I just spat everywhere as well.
Because COVID hit June.
Yeah, but didn't they can? I thought they had canned it prior. Yeah, find out. Because I was talking to some strangers who were lining up and...
Arguing with strangers? Nice.
Not arguing, because I said... Because they were talking about how like the prices to get in are ridiculous. Oh, look. $45 is absurd. I'm no Jew. I'm not tight. But at the same time, it's a bit absurd.
Royal Easter Show. How long is the Easter Show?
What are you talking to Google?
I typed in Easter show 2021.
Why don't you just type in, was there an Easter show in 2021?
No, it says there was. 1st to the 12th.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
God, yeah, I'm just bewildered that it was $45 entry. But I didn't care, like I said, multi.
Okay, so what do you do at the Easter show? What I know is there's show bags.
Yeah. You just walk around.
Okay.
First off, I didn't know how big the Easter show was.
Yeah, it's massive.
I went, we entered through. A couple of things happened, but we entered through. And when we got in, there was three different Ferris wheels. It was very weird because I called Jada, hey, we're about to. I was like, I made this Ferris wheel. All right. I get to the Ferris wheel, it's now wrong one. Go to the other one, wrong one. Okay, how many Ferris wheels are there in this bloody Easter show? There were three.
What do you need three Ferris wheels for?
Absurd. One for the kids and two for adults. I thought about the kids one, thinking about the kids one. Again, I haven't been in 6 years. Last time I went 6, 7 years ago.
There's still no need for three Ferris wheels. I didn't see it.
Oh, you know, I don't either. But okay. The people, bro. Oh, my goodness.
That's my issue, bro.
It's chaos.
My issue. Is why would I go when there's that many people there?
Mm.
That has got to be, like, death.
Oh, when we got there, by the way, wasn't as busy as the morning. The morning, 10 a.m., 50,000 people.
What are you... Bro, in Sydney Olympic Park?
Tell me, bro. And they're coming from everywhere. Jane okay. Miller.
So...
You know what I mean? Oh,
cameras yeah,
my bad.
There's... Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. So the Easter... All right. 50,000 people there, right?
Yeah.
How do you get on a ride?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
The queue is dumb.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, it's like, what is the point when you're standing in line all day to go on a ride that you could die on because it's a carny, that's a operating carnival person, operating this thing that's probably on drugs or high or something. Like,
but there was that kid that apparently fell off one of the rides because they didn't buckle it properly and there was a big thing.
Yeah. And listen, don't get me wrong. I love that for me. Like, the dangerous are the better.
Oh, of course, yeah. You want to keep the kids buckled in.
Yeah, 100%.
But when we got there, they stopped people coming in and they stopped people getting out for like 10 minutes because they were arresting a guy. Here we go.
How's the food there?
I didn't try any of the food.
So what did you do?
I just walked around for 4.5 hours, took the piss.
So you did nothing?
Played it like a footy. Okay.
So
hey, wrap it up.
You spent money to throw a footy in.
Yep.
In
hey.
Yeah. In a circle thing.
Yep. First one was so close, and the next three attempts were, I sucked. But the guy gave me the Bulldogs thing anyway. He goes, bro, what do you want? I go, nah, I didn't get it. Because what do you want? I go for Bulldogs. Gave me this, like, I felt like a 3-year-old. Gave me this whole drawing thing, the fake tattoos. And I was like, oh, beautiful.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I chucked the train in the bin.
Why?
Because I don't want to hold it for that.
That's the problem.
I got it at like 6. I left at 8:45. I don't want to hold it for 3 hours.
I think I figured out a way to fix the Easter show in that regard. You have a booth where they hold all your stuff for you.
Yeah, but imagine everyone leaving at the same time. And
bro,
the
that's a headache.
Sack that, bro.
But you don't have to walk around with your stuff.
It's true.
Or put lockers on.
Nah, but honestly, like, let's be serious. If you're going to get stuff, like moon prize like that, just put it straight in the show bag.
Yeah.
Put it straight, go get a show bag, put it straight in there.
Yeah, but do you want to carry a show bag all day as well? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. But by like... 40 minutes in, I got so impatient, I threw a show in the bin. Like, I don't want this.
Yeah, that's fair.
But it was fun. Like, it's good because the people make it fun.
Yeah, no matter where you go, the people make it fun. But I still don't understand the Easter show. I don't understand the hype around it.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Zero hype?
Why it's such a big deal.
The only thing is just a massive rort.
100%.
It's a massive rort, bro.
Oh, listen, it's great tourism, like, money coming in from that. But, like, yeah.
I just went because the group that went, I hadn't hung out with them properly in ages. I'm like, you know what, yeah.
Is that your first time to the Easter show?
First time in like 7, 8 years, to be honest.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
So I remember I went going years ago and I won like a deck of Uno cards.
What a dream.
Mm.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I was right. How was your Easter?
Really good, bro. Good Friday. Bro, how good was the church service Good Friday?
Mm.
Bro, really that was good. Phenomenal.
Really good. Jeremy's sermon was gun as well.
Gun. The singing was...
Yeah, worship. How good's the worship, eh?
Bro, the choir, probably the best they've sounded. Mm. And I'm not just saying like specials. I'm saying the worship... The specials, everything. The whole thing as a whole was one of the best services I've been to by far. Then I went to the Hillu's place for lunch. They invited us lunch. Hung out there. Came back. Fell asleep when the dogs were getting smacked.
Yep.
Woke up. Watched the footy with the boys. Saturday. What did I do Saturday? Oh, yeah. Absolutely nothing.
You need it, bro.
No.
It's the best. No. You don't necessarily need it, but in general, it's good.
I was so angry.
Why?
All day, nothing. Did not have anything to do, nothing at all.
What did I do Saturday?
you went to breakfast with Jeremy and Jordan.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yes, yes.
I had nothing to do.
And I went to Goose's.
Brother, I had nothing to do all day. Finally, I got a call from Goose at like 8:30 saying, hey, come to George's. And yeah. I hung out at George's that night. But I was spewing that day. Then Sunday, Easter, went to my sister's place for lunch. Mad barbecue.
Yeah, nice.
Hectic barbecue. Got home, footy, sleep. And then Monday, bro. Monday was a great day. Went to lunch with the breakfast with the boys. Went to IKEA. Hated IKEA.
What'd you have to get from IKEA?
I had to get a mat and a couple of things for the house.
Oh, okay, yep.
Then I took a look at a car.
Nice.
Yep.
That's good. I forgot to say before we get into that, because I know you're a bit high-headed about that.
Mm.
But Saturday night, I went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place in Burwood.
How is it?
Okay. Wow.
Yeah?
Wow.
That good?
Yeah. All you can eat, $40.
That's awesome.
So it was Jordan.
Okay, but is that sashimi hot and cold?
Yep.
Dead set.
The only thing I paid extra for was the drinks. We got like four.
You're joking. That's awesome.
It was the sashimi. Oh, shut the gates. Everything was totally eatwa. It was so good.
That's awesome. Totally what?
Totally eatwa. You know what that is?
Nope.
Sweet. Totally eatwa.
Okay. You're on some heavy stuff.
Yeah, you don't watch the Aussie?
No.
The king himself?
But
nah, honestly, full. Yeah. I can't expect. Very good, bro.
I'm going to go then, bro.
Phantasmagorical. It's right next to the Westfields in Burwood.
Yeah. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Is that a little complex?
Yes. Next to, yes. Yep. That's awesome. Okay,
really cool.
Good.
Really right. Cool.
Very happy that I know it's good. Speaking of Burwood, I went to take a look at the car there. When I say I was livid about this experience, I was livid.
I need dates. You explained to me briefly, but I want dates.
I'll give you the whole story.
Give me the dates, bro.
So the other day, I'm on a couple of car chats on car groups on Facebook. And anytime a car comes up that I'm
interested in. Are you a 65-year-old man?
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime a car comes up that I'm interested in, I send it to Jordan or to one of the boys and say, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
Anyway, an Evo 7 pops up. Now, you know my dream car is an Evo 10.
Yes.
But can't afford that right now because their prices are skyrocketing.
I don't know much about cars. Sorry. I don't know much about cars, but how much is the Evo 10?
Evo 10, when I was looking at it originally, about 50.
Okay.
40 to 50.
Right.
Right now, it's 60 to 70.
Oh, because they go up.
They've gone up in value because they don't make them no more. They don't make them anymore. Oh. So, yeah. But I saw this Evo 7. I go, this looks pretty sweet. It looks clean. Not too much work done on it. I'll go take a look. Went with Pete. We went and took a look at it.
Pete Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of work needs to be done to it, like a little bit of TLC, but I was like, this is sweet. He put it up for 35. I offered him 32.
Okay.
He goes, listen, I've got an S15 coming out here. I want to swap for that. If that doesn't go through, it's yours.
Okay.
I go, sweet. Okay. Well, let me, when's he coming through? He goes, tomorrow, being Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, so he said he's coming out tomorrow, but I'll let you know. I go, all right, no worries. Tomorrow finishes. I go, how'd you go, bro? Did you end up swapping? He goes, no, it fell through. Car's yours. I go, beautiful. Okay. I go, 32K cash. I'll see you tomorrow. He goes, yep, be at my place at 10 a.m. We'll sign the papers, do all that then. I go, brilliant. So I leave my place at 9 a.m. this morning because I got to go to the bank. Go to CommBank. I didn't realize CommBank had a policy where if you're pulling out more than 15K, you need to set up an appointment.
Okay.
Because they've had a lot of scams or something like that. Westpac's different because when I go to Westpac.
Scams.
We'll talk about that. When I go to Westpac, straight through. No worries. Okay. Here's your money. But CommBank's different. CommBank, you have to set up an appointment. So I didn't know that. I go, listen, man, I'm going to buy the car right now. What can you do for me? They make me sign this paperwork, meet with managers, all this stuff to prove that I'm not a scam artist. And they go, okay, no worries. We'll get the 32K out. It was a half an hour process. So I got there at 9:30. I was there for a good half hour. While I'm with them, I'm on the phone with Yui Car Insurance, getting some insurance done for the car so that I can drive it away. Okay. And I've chosen an annual policy, so I've got to pay it on the spot.
Oh boy.
So I sort out my Yui car insurance and the guys are in the back getting the money. As I'm doing that, I go, I should probably text this guy because it's 10:04. It's 9:56. He lives literally down the road from the bank. I go, listen, man, I'm going to be a little bit late. just at the bank picking up the cash. He replies to me with, "Hey man, I am so sorry to do this." Didn't say that. He said a couple of, you know what, I'm going to get the message up.
Oh no.
"Morning man, I'm real sorry to be around, but I got an offer for a swap that I'm interested in. I don't think I'll be looking to sell anymore."
You're joking.
That's at 10 a.m. As in the time I'm meant to meet with him to pick up the car. I go, "Nah, don't do this to me, bro."
They didn't say that.
Sorry, I said, "Nah, don't do this to me, mate. I'm in Burwood right now. I'm picking up the cash as we speak. Real sorry, man, ... Don't know what to say." That's his reply to me. "I don't know what to say." I go, "So you're dead set pulling out of this. Sort yourself out, mate. You can't do this to people." "Yep, completely my fault on this one. Just that this is an opportunity of a lifetime for me."
What? Okay. Sorry. Opportunity of a lifetime.
It's a car. What opportunity of a lifetime?
No way.
I go, "Good to know. It's worth more than your word. Mate."
Oh, wrap it up, you sook.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, you idiot.
I go, "Mate, this is a complete and utter joke." He goes, "Yep, I understand. Complete waste of your time. And I'm real sorry about it, genuinely."
Oh, well, that's it. You're sorry about it.
Yeah, you're sorry about it. I go, "Why wouldn't you message me sooner? I dead set cannot believe you've done this." He goes, "I just got offered." I go, "No excuse. You make a deal with someone, you keep it." And then he ghosted me.
Oh my goodness.
Do you believe this utter rubbish? This utter trash of human beings doing this to people?
Only you.
Stat, when I say this was a done deal, I mean...
You know what?
No. It was a done deal. It's not like I played this up.
No. I can't be about to say this. I actually feel sorry for you for this one. I genuinely feel sorry for you. What would have been a typical race story is if you had the cash and you were outside his house and said, "Hey, by the way." But I actually feel more sorry because you were at the bank getting the funds out and he just... Honestly, that is actual bullcrap. I got to give you that.
I didn't jump any gun here. I didn't act ahead of time or anything like that. I'm literally on my way to this guy's house to pick up the car we had made a deal on.
All right. Can I see the car that you were going to get?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to... I'm not actually being an ass. Genuinely, because I didn't know you were going to get an Evo until today. You put out the voice message on the chat. And then I haven't seen the car. So I have no idea what you're...
Because I've looked at that many cars. I'm not going to let the boys know every single car.
I know.
But this one became a done deal. Like last night, I was telling the boys, "I'm so excited for this. Great. Loving life."
Yeah, that was sour. But that is a beautiful car.
The Evo 7 is a great car. It's not the best of the Evos, but I was like, 32K, loving life.
Look, I can walk around and say I sucked into that, but that's like, I'm genuine. That's crap, bro.
And bro, I drove it. Mate, it gave.
Good, huh?
It gave really well.
So when you spoke to him on the phone, because we had a brief conversation.
No, it's that. I went and saw the car.
Yeah. No. But I'm saying like today, when you told me that you're going to like potentially put a couple K on it, a couple thousand on it, because you wanted to do some stuff to it.
Just a little bit of body work. It's what do you call it? It's a 21-year-old car. Needs a detail.
Oh, 21-year-old.
That's a 21-year-old car. It's a 2001 model.
That's what we call a crab go, bro. That is not totally Etoile. That is...
Bro, I was... mate, I get in the car. I look at Joseph because Joseph was helping me out. I look at him. I go, "You're not going to believe this." I don't see this kid lose his mind that much unless he's watching a Knights game. This kid lost the plot. He goes, "You're joking. I can't believe this. What is wrong with..." Like, bro...
That's a crap go. Genuinely, it's
Jordan texted me at 8 a.m. this morning saying, "What's the go with the car?" I go, "I'm about to go pick it up." Lists of text messages. "I'm so happy. This has made my morning. I can't wait to see it." And we're going back and forth. I'm hyping up. And then he pulls out literally after 10 a.m. So then we start warning people about him on Facebook.
on the
car group.
Like he has 75 cars, like he's a businessman.
No, but anytime someone does this to someone on the car groups, people rip into him. So Jordan comments, he goes something like, "So mate, are you going to list this as sold or are you going to waste someone else's time?" I go, ladies and gents, listen up. I went out to go buy the car today and he wasted my time. He's a time waster. Be careful of him. I was fuming, Stat. I was fuming. I took it for a test drive. I made the deal with him. Literally, it should be in my driveway right now. Then I had to call Yui up and say, hey, can I have my 3.5 back? Because, this guy stuffed me.
What'd they say?
They go, yeah, no worries, because you got the 20-day cooling off period.
Oh, yeah, true. Imagine they go, no, sorry, we locked it in.
I would have lost my mind. I would have lost my mind.
What? That is absurd, bro. What a dog bar. Genuinely, what a dog.
So it gets me to beg the question, Stat.
Okay.
What is wrong with people? Like, do people just not know how to keep their word anymore? Like, is that the thing now? Like, you make a deal with someone and, yeah, you can just pull out of it, no issue. You know what I'm saying?
It's very tight, especially because it's a car. It's a bit of a different one.
Car, but anything, bro. Like, you think about it. Back in, let's say, 10, 15 years ago, like, even as dumb as school, you told someone, I'm going to give you an oat milk if you carry my bag. You're getting that oat milk. They're not pulling out of that. You know what I'm saying? Something's changed. People don't keep their word no more. People make promises, people make deals, whatever, and then just, yep, not happening.
Sounds like me. Sounds like me. I feel like you're talking to me. No. Yeah, no, it's honestly, like, that's...
It's absurd, right?
That's very bad. Like, there's something in your case as well. That's shocking.
There's something wrong with people now, though, because this has happened a lot more than it should.
I think this might be the first time I feel sorry for you.
Wow.
Second time, the car accident. But
that's a fair
sorry.
You felt so bad for me there. You took me out for breakfast.
I did. Because what? That's get off my back. I'm gonna take you out for breakfast again. No. But I can't believe it, bro. I think the part that actually upset me for you was the guy was like they had it in the cash. You told me that they were counting the cash. They're in the back room.
That's garbage. And so I had to call them. I got to go. Hey, can we stop this transaction? Did you show them the text? Yeah, I know you're not believing me here, but just take a look at this.
You would have had to show him the text.
The guy looked at me. He looked at his manager. His manager wasn't looking. Goes, that's it. And he just started going. I go, yeah, thanks, bro. He goes, I'm so sorry, man. What a grong. And he just started swearing his mind off. I go, yeah. You know, this is the second time this happened to me. Do you remember the Evo 10? I was going to buy an Evo 10, ladies and gents, ready to go. I start driving to Woi Woi to pick it up and he cancels on me.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You knew that one.
Were you driving to Woi Woi? Actually, I knew of it. Sorry. But I didn't know you were driving to Woi Woi.
I was ready that morning.
To drive to Woi Woi?
Yep. Ready to go. Sends me a text. Yeah, I don't want to sell anything.
Who did you have with you?
No one yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So I was organizing it that morning.
Oh, right.
To go by that afternoon. So I'm driving around sorting life out. About to go to Woi Woi, and then he reneges.
Okay. I know it's a bit like too soon. Do you think God's telling you not to get a car?
I think he's telling me wait for the right one. Like Dad said, that was the message I got from that was wait for the right one.
I think you start praying and fasting.
But I was so angry.
Treat it like you're going for a girl or something. Like just praying fast, wait for the right one.
Pray and fast every single Wednesday.
Pray and fast every wait for the right one, mate.
Every single Wednesday.
Wednesday's your day, mate. Wednesday's your day.
Every Wednesday. Nah, but it was a joke, bro.
That's actually crap, bro. I'm genuinely sorry for you. But that...
No, like, come on. Like, what? Like, dead set. What is wrong with people?
People are pigs, mate.
They are, bro. Like, it's dead. Like, happens in the footy. It happens anytime I want to buy anything in my life ever. Happens all the time. It's a joke.
So, are you still looking at Evo's again? Like, are you still looking as hard as you were?
I'm still... I don't know. It's still kind of fresh. It happened this morning. I need some.
It's like you just break up with the eggs.
I need some grieving time.
It's like you just break up with the eggs. It's all right. You got a dog now, so you can hang out with that.
Bro. I had plans, bro. I had so many plans for this thing.
Fire out, bro.
It's just taught me.
This is like the dog. It's like the dog thing. You didn't get the right first dog, but this one for you is the right dog.
Yeah, apparently.
How much do you hate it?
Listen, I love him.
But
I want to deck him at the same time.
Yes, my man. Thoreau, soon you won't love him. Does he still need to be trained in that, or is he semi-trained?
I'm sending him away when we go to the magic round.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. He's gone away for 2 weeks. They're going to do a bunch of training.
Through where?
It's called Hanrob Dog Hotels. I don't know.
Okay, it's but very
found them. They do a 2 week program where they train them on the basics, and then you continue working on them.
I'm going to ask this, and I'm going to be very furious, but how much? I don't like your face anyway.
It's 14 days, 1200. So they feed them, they bathe them, they do all that rubbish, and they train them.
$1,200.
Bro, it's cheaper than them coming here, man. Like, to come here and like do it at your house for like two sessions, which is like 3 hours altogether, it's like $800. I was like, take him for 2 weeks, bro.
Take me for 2 weeks. $400. It sounds like a dream,
bro. Compared to other prices, man, that's actually the cheapest. There was another place that was just saying $3,000. Another place $2,800.
I don't see.
I get it.
The need.
I get it. You've seen this thing. He needs that rubbish.
He needs a lot more than that.
He needs a lot more.
He needs a bullet to the head, but that's besides the point.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow, you got all the animal lovers hating you right now.
That's fine. I've said a lot worse things, like the flood last like 2 weeks ago.
That was pretty bad. That was pretty good, though.
No one
caught that.
I suppose no one listened, so it's good. That's all right. No, but I can't believe that. Genuinely, I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
genuinely,
it.
I'm not taking the piss. I'll laugh about it later, and I'm laughing now, but I can actually, if you're like driving to the bank and he pulled out and said, look, I'm sorry. Okay, fair call.
No, it's not fair call, though.
It's not, but you'd rather that than you'd rather the cash.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Of course not fair call.
But I also say this?
You can.
Without giving too much away of where this guy lives, the bank was 200 meters from his house.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Did you tell him about our podcast to tune in about the episode? Say, hey, bro, I got some stuff I want to say about you. And you should have. Hey, you got to pop the podcast, mate. Nah, that's so crap. That's so crap, bro.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. I'm a very funny guy. But,
bro, like, this doesn't happen to normal people.
It's because you're not a normal person.
It's very true. Like, it angers me. When someone else wants to buy a car, they go take a look at it. Yeah, I'll buy that right now. No worries. Here you go.
Why was when I bought a car the easiest experience of my whole life?
I can't. This stuff stole my head in.
I walked in. The guy said 14. I go, all right. My brother-in-law goes, no. He goes, get out. I walked off, came back, 9.5. All right, I'm sorry. I paid 9.5 and got my car. Like, it was that easy for me.
Bro, but that was the thing. The negotiation.
No, it's like
the negotiation with the kid was simple.
How old is this guy?
Bro, no more than 21, 22.
You're talking like he's a 50, 60-year-old.
Nah, this also gets me to beg the question. What type of 21-year-old can afford an Evo 7?
The opportunity of a lifetime. It makes sense now.
What opportunity of because a lifetime? Because
he's a 21-year-old idiot.
That's a fair point.
I thought it was like a 60-year-old. Look what you've done, everything.
Nah.
This going gets better. Sorry, but sue me.
I don't want to sue you. I want to sue him if I could.
Hard on, bro. It does have a but.
No, like dead set, bro. Like, I don't know what to say. Pete came and checked the car out with me as well.
He loved it.
Loved it. He goes, yeah, it's good, bro. Like, besides the work we need to put into it, it's fine. I spoke to Steve Strubrick. He goes, yep, won't cost that much.
Steve, yeah.
Bro, I was going to put in all together to sort it out, make it perfect between Steve and my uncle. 2600.
Okay.
So nothing. Like.
So what would your uncle do? Just like the...
There was a problem with the ERG that I just needed to replace.
Sorry, ERG. Tell me.
Valve.
Yep. Sorry.
We would have done it for 300. Like nothing. Like just small stuff.
Are you? How long? Just a question. So when you do go buy the Evo, not this one, but when you eventually...
Oh, obviously not.
If the Lord allows you to buy an Evo, and if you go ahead and purchase one, what is your time frame of keeping it?
10 years.
10? Okay.
Yeah. It's a long-term purchase, not a small one.
No, I know, but I just don't know.
Not a short-term purchase. Like... Especially because they don't make them anymore. The thing is, they're not just a purchase now. They're also an investment.
Mm.
Bro, in the 6 months I've been looking at Evo 10s, they popped up from 40 to 60K. Now, don't get me wrong. That's going to stabilize. But the thing is, they don't make these Evos anymore. Like, I'm begging people. Like, I'm begging the Buddha. I go, bro, Do not sell it. Keep it. Tuck it away. Especially the limited edition ones, bro. I'm saying limited editions for 90, 100,000 online.
Yeah.
It's a joke. And these cars are cars that when they first came onto the market, stat, the Evo 10 was worth $30,000. Cars are not a good investment, but when they're JDMs like that, Japanese made cars, go for gold. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd.
Have you been just stick to an Australian car? Go Rohjiblakshi, Toyota Corolla.
How much was the Evo 7 when it came out? A couple of years back. Let's say a couple of years back.
Yeah. How much was it?
$14,000. It's worth double that now. You see what I'm saying?
My opportunity of a lifetime, bro. Opportunity of a lifetime,
this kid.
21.
And if they're stock, like no work's been done to them, forget it. The amount they're worth, forget it. It's ridiculous, bro. It's crazy. The car market is insane right now. It's starting to even out, but it is insane right now.
That is unbelievable, bro.
Yeah, bro.
What an experience.
Anyway, that's my life.
That's right. I got scammed last week. So that was
yes. Right. So I'm actually, that. You know what? I was spewing we didn't do an episode last week.
Yeah, I know.
Because I was so excited to talk about this.
I got that now, a beaut bonza.
Nathaniel Manor. The fact that it's been a week, we're able to joke about it without you getting upset. Now.
Oh, I joked about it last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I know. But like, here's the thing. A lot of dumb stuff happens to me. I can cuss myself. I nearly burned my house down. But you did something I have to say is on the same level.
No, it's not.
Okay, explain the story to the people and we'll discuss.
I get a text message saying there's some there's a few things that are on your account that are a little bit. How's it going? I'm like, oh, beautiful. So I go to my account first.
Yep.
I see one or two how's it going things. I'm like, okay, that's a bit weird. And then I just decided to put my details in a
if I had this no. Stop. You get a spam text message and you click on the link.
Yep.
Hello. I have to defend you there. Everyone falls for that.
It's beautiful.
The link, no issue. Everyone falls for it.
The website?
I've fallen for it.
Unreal.
I've fallen for the link.
Yep.
Got locked out of my WhatsApp for a week. Okay?
Yeah.
I get the link thing. The fact you click the link and then put in your details
you better, dude.
At a website,
yep.
That's where the stupidity is.
And let me tell you,
what details did they ask you for?
Oh, just the usual stuff, like the net banking password.
They asked for your username and password.
Oh, you think better,
to
dude.
your
banking.
To your home bank.
Yep, and you better.
And you gave it to them.
Oh, you better, dude.
Are you fried?
Nah, I'm like, okay, sweet. And then I'm looking, minute and a half still loading. Okay. I just saw it and I go, oh. So I'm like, all right, well, this got me a view, didn't it? So I'm like, all right, a bit weird. Don't think much of it. I go, I know I've got, and I straight away, I got done a Butte Bonza. I just got to clear the mail. I know what I need to do, but I just want to see how much they take. Just out of curiosity, heck, you know, it's something.
Yeah.
Get an email saying there was a $250 purchase that didn't go through. Then I get an email saying your Samsung Galaxy S3 is now linked to your app. So I got to log in. I go, oh yeah. They've done me a beauty. Not only they did that, got to my app.
Wait. The Galaxy S3.
Yeah. So they accessed my
account. How old is this phone that they're using?
In Ireland.
The Galaxy S3 stat. Yep. That's from when we were in high school.
They got me a beauty, bro. You want to talk about a beauty? Yeah. Anyway, no drivers. So I'm like, all right, well, my account gets hacked. I'll get the money back anyway.
Does CommBank not contact you and say, hey, are you in Ireland right now?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
I missed the call because it came with a private number. Oh, shut up, man. Okay. Private number. And I missed it. I was actually working. I missed it. But then I got an email. See how this dog, bro. He closed the window. Don't want to lose my mind. No, I forget. Anyway. So I get the email. It's like $250 or $273. I'm like, oh, that's all right. Beautiful. I'll give him a call. So I call them. They go, how can I help? I go, I got hacked to beauty. And they laugh. They go, what do you mean? I go, listen, don't get into it. I go, I've brought it. And they go, oh, we're so sorry. I go, nah, you're not apologetic. You just sort me out. So they sort me out, whatever. And they go, we're going to do this. We're going to lock your account. I go, beautiful. They go, you got to go to the branch and sort out. He's like, okay, yeah, sweet. I go, mind if I ask, how many purchases did they make? They go, five. I go, five.
Good on them.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, say what they will. Say what you will. They didn't waste time.
Yeah, good on them. I'm like, mate. I go, did they enjoy the money? And they go, what? I go, don't. So I'm making a joke of this. I shouldn't be joking, but I'm making the joke. They took $2,000 out of my main account and then they spent $1,400 of it. And then the last $270 or whatever it was didn't go through because there wasn't enough money in the account. I felt bad. Made me feel like I was a Jew. Like, bro, I got money. You've seen my account. But I just felt bad. They didn't took out $2,000. But then they blocked all the accounts. They blocked everything. They go, you got to go into a branch the next day, clear the malware, show them that you've cleared it. All good. I don't know. So I get to the bank. No issue. I got no problem. I've lost 1,400. It is what it is. I'll get it back in 3 weeks. No
yeah,
problem.
Sure.
I don't care. But I just
Combank's got me very beauty. Good like that.
But they got me a beauty and I accept it. I stuffed
Listen,
up.
Listen, like I always say, if someone's smart enough to scam you, good on them.
Yeah, hard. Cuz, close the window because I'm going to swing. Shut up, man.
Chewy, enough.
Now it's just like pure silence. It's wonderful. Pure silence. So I get the get to the bank. So I get to the branch and lady at the front, I think, I swear I had seen her before. I'm like, hey, how you going? I go, I'm here because I got done a beauty. I got hacked. She goes, oh, no. I go, don't pretend you care. Laugh. She laughed. I go, but I need to switch. She's like, all right. She goes, do you have a license on you? I'm thinking, yeah, I got my digital. She goes, oh, sorry. Digital not working at the moment. And I go, why? And they're like, oh, like, you know, just have your, like, just bring your wallet again. No worries. I go to my car. My wallet's not there. Left it home. Beauty. Went back home, picked up my wallet, come back. This is the part that frustrated me. So I've lost $2,000, but I didn't care about that. But let me explain to you why I got angry. I get there. Yeah? I get to the bank. I go back. Hey, got my driver's license here. They go, beautiful. Come see this lady. Top cheek, man. She was the best. So I went in, sorted my details. So she's sorting it out. She goes, what happened? I go, hacked the beauty. Every time I said it, they laughed. They're like, yeah, I got hacked. This will happen. I fell for it again. I go, I laugh at everyone. Now I laugh at myself. She's laughing, all good. So give her the details, give her everything. So she called out like through the staff because they have like the staff line. They call through and they get it sorted. So they open up my accounts again, cleared the malware off my phone. Everything was sweet. Leave the app, re-downloaded it, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we've got to send you a new card. You can access it for now, but we've got to give you a new card. Try to get the old one, usual. Is that all right? She goes, anything else? I go, look, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I've wasted my time. She goes, why? I go, because the lady at the front told me I had to bring my driver's license. I go, you haven't asked me for my driver's license. I go, can you take my driver's license? Photocopy, put it in the bin. I don't care. Take my license, put it in the bin. I go, but take my license because I have to go home and come back. She goes, why'd they ask for your license?
Nah, that's fuming.
And I don't care. She goes, why'd you ask for your license? I go, I don't know. I go, but can you take my driver's license? Like, I slammed
it. And just look at it.
Like, can you look at it? Just say, oh, that's a nice photo you have, or that's a weird name, or that's an ugly date of birth. And then I can take it back. I feel like I've accomplished something. I go, I don't care. They don't take $15,000. She's laughing. She goes, what do you mean? I go, can you just please do something? She goes, all right, let me see where I can require a license. She goes, oh, okay, no worries. I go, you have no idea. If they take $30,000, I didn't care. But I feel accomplished today because I had to come back with my driver's license. So she went and took my driver's license. She made photocopies, did what she had to do. She came back.
And she just shredded those photos.
She goes, I need you to sign these. I go, I'm not going to read it. She goes, it's fine. It's just saying, like, you know, you're an Australian citizen. I go, I don't care. Look, she's my driver's license. I signed the thing. I give my driver's license back. I get you, girl. I feel all the best. I go, so what happened with the money? She goes, oh, it'll take like 21 business days. Yeah, keep it. Don't worry about it. I go, if they need it, they need it. Oh, yeah, but I feel for beauty. She goes, oh, okay, no worries. But they changed my details. Send me a new card today. You know, the gist and that. But yeah, I got scammed. That's wonderful.
That is,
but don't tell me you need my driver's license. I get that you don't ask for it. I had to give it to her.
Like, I agree with you.
I had to give it to her because I felt accomplished. Now I've come. Khalas. I go, I'm very happy. And she goes, khalas, you let me. I go, yeah. And we had a conversation and that was it.
Listen, I agree with you 100% about that. There's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, because
obviously she doesn't know what she's doing.
But
how did you put your details in, champ?
Oh, it said no big one in.
Come on, bro.
Oh, listen, it got me a beauty. Oh, stuffed
nah,
up.
Nah, bro. What did the website look like?
Bro, it was beautiful. Yeah. It had the CBA logo.
Good on them.
That, bro, that's what I respect Good them. On I respect them. The game. Yeah, I'm not upset. Let them take a million. I have like $10, but let them take $1,000,000. I got no problem. Yeah, they scammed me beautiful. I go, mate. You know, if they've worked hard to scam and got me and locked me out of my own app, totally it's well. I respect
them. No, I agree with that.
I respect the hustle.
I agree with that. Like I always say, bro, if you can scam me, good on you.
Do you know what I mean?
No, you deserve it, bro.
It was great, bro.
You put the work in.
Yeah, and they get their money's worth.
Well done.
I'll get it back, but hopefully. See what happens. But yeah. Listen. They scammed me. They got me good. I can't complain. I get upset. Nah, they got me. But don't send me home to get my driver's license and then when I get there, you don't ask for it.
I'm all for you clicking the link. Everyone falls for that. I'm all for that. The fact you put in your details.
Bro, CBA logo. Everything was divine.
But everything, every single bank, every single scam warning always says never put in your details.
Oh, I wish I got that text. I didn't think you sent me that text. I never got those follow-up texts.
What follow-up text? Everyone knows when you get scammed or anything asks for your details, you don't give it to them.
I just knew after a minute and a half. Okay, if we said Combank slash this, okay, yo, but this is beautiful. Clicked on it, details entered, minute and a half, okay. Uh-oh.
Good.
I just knew. Bro. I'm proud.
Mabruka.
They got me. Yeah, that's it. They got me a beauty. I'll get my money back, inshallah. See how we go.
What if you don't?
Well, they got me. That's it. I accept it. I stuffed up. True?
Very true.
True. Bro, Dublin, Ireland. I'm like, what does Conor McGregor want for my money? Get out of my face. But yeah, bro. Yeah.
Far out, man.
That was fun, but listen, I've got to say, fun experience. People think I'm retarded. Listen, I don't care. Fun it happens. Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, look.
It's not what I'd call fun.
Look, not going to the bank, coming home, going back again. That's not fun. But the best thing about the whole experience was when I parked up in Roseland in this one particular spot, that spot was available again when I parked.
No, that's big.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, what this is the best day ever.
Middle of the day?
It was mid-morning. So like 10:30, 11. Maybe
wow. At Roselands, that's not an experience.
It's not close. Like it wasn't like a close. But no,
but that's not an experience that you normally get.
Yeah.
Like normally your car spot's gone.
So I drive and I'm bored. Right? I'm by myself. I'm like, oh, it's a line. Let's see if the spot's available. Drive past again. I go, oh, what a day.
That's beautiful.
Take 10 grand. That, yeah, it's just going to be good.
Do you know the funniest part about me sorting out your insurance for the car today? Yeah. The guy I was on the phone with was a car fanatic.
Okay.
I go, yeah, I'm buying an Evo 7. Because he asked what car is it. I go, it's an Evo 7. He goes, oh, I wish I was buying an Evo 7. I look back at that conversation. I wish I was buying an Evo 7.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't do this stuff, bro.
You poor thing, mate.
What is this life with
you? That's tough. Yeah, that's tough. It's a crap game. But you know what? Mate. What? You know what? Maybe set you up for another one. Maybe the one you get was so much better that you don't have to put a couple of K on.
I'm considering going back to that one in Melbourne.
The
red one?
Yeah, you for that one, that's on you. Even though he changed his mind.
No, he didn't change his mind.
Oh, the Wawa changed his mind.
No, the silver one, the grey one changed his mind. I changed my mind on the red one.
Oh, sorry. I'm mixed up.
I had the family stuff go down.
Yeah, sorry.
I told, and he was, bro, that guy, champion.
So, but is that one sold now?
No, it's still available.
Would you get it?
Probably.
Would you
I'd try to open up the conversation with him again and see what happens. But
yeah, they're fine, yeah?
Yeah, like that's what I mean. The guy was a champion. I go, bro, listen, I'm so sorry.
People think I'm talking about a relationship, but he's trying to get a cup for some bloke.
The guy's like, I go, man, just some family stuff popped up, some, you know, family member in the hospital, this, that. He goes, mate, I totally get it. I understand, but I'm not going to hold it for you. I go, mate, you sell it. If you need to sell it, go for gold. Like, don't wait on me. He goes, mate, good luck with everything. I hope it all works out. I'm so sorry. Bro, what a champion, bro.
Does he have a daughter? I mean, you can hook up with? Mate, that is...
Yep.
Yeah. We both got done of beauty.
Yeah.
I'll get my money back. You won't get your email.
Oh, bro, it hurts that. It hurt.
It was like that photo with the pet when you and Goose let you down about the first dog. It was like the same day.
Second time that story's come up this weekend.
That's a good one, but wrap this up.
Wrap it up,
man. I need to get you in a good mood, on.
Yeah, I know, bro. Well, I don't know if this is gonna get me in a good mood, but it's Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
Okay.
On the subject of us talking about, you know, keeping your word and.
Oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy.
This one was very specific. So, old mate, if you're watching this.
I'm a Christian, I'd be a bit.
Because
mate,
Stat has obviously sent you the details to this podcast to hear the story.
What was his agenda? Ecclesiastes 4, you said? Ecclesiastes 4, you said?
5.
5, sorry.
Ecclesiastes 5.
I'm a child.
Ecclesiastes 5. Verses 4 and 5. But when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that shouldest vow and pay not.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at that. It's so funny. Sorry, I'm sorry.
But
I feel like Mickey Anna when he laughed and laughed.
It's bro, like how relevant is this? In layman's terms, it's saying, listen, if you're going to make a promise to God, keep the promise.
Yeah.
God wants you to keep any promise you make to him. He would prefer you not make a promise to him than make a promise and break it.
That's it. Okay, cool. I'll join in there. I just laughed because it was just very funny. But sorry.
But
in saying this, though,
it shows us like what we need to be like Christians in the non-Christian world. Like, we live in an imperfect world, right?
Mm.
That was an imperfect thing that happened today, obviously. Mm. You can laugh all you want, champ.
No.
This is perfect.
I know.
If I ever preach a sermon on this, it's all going to be revolved
around. If you lose your next Evo, you're preaching, you're going, man, I've got this Friday, I'm preaching this. You can't tell me no. Nah.
But when thou vowest the vow, when you make a promise, keep the promise. And God would prefer you not make a promise than break that promise.
Yeah. I think when we put it in a context of when we make a commitment to God.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what this is saying here.
And I think, especially when we go to conferences or we've got TNS or like, which is obviously examples that we go to leadership.
No, 100%.
Even normal, like it's just standard church service as well, where we hear something that convicts us and then we make a decision on it. So God, I'm going to improve. And how many times have we broken that promise? And we still break them till now.
And I think the reason for that, bro, is because when you get into those scenarios, whether it's conferences, camps, normal church service, you get so caught up with the emotion of it. Especially at conferences or camps,
there's a big
emotional high going, and they're not a bad thing, but there's a big emotional high happening. So you get into this spirit of, I just want to do anything I can to please God, and I want to make this commitment, I want to make this vow. But the problem is, a lot of us make these vows and commitment out of emotions, rather than making them out of truly loving and respecting God and wanting to have our lives change. So that's why when you see those promises and those commitments made at those events, they end up dying out 2 weeks later. You know what I mean? So like, for me, the vows and the commitments I've made to God that have actually stuck are the ones that I've made like in my living room or in my bedroom, like where I realized, well, I really need to stop doing this, or I really need to have a life change. They're the ones that have stuck with. So I think you just can't be run by emotion.
Agreed, yeah. And I think, because the verse 5, it better is it that thou shouldst vow, shouldst not vow, then that thou shouldst vow not pay, something like that. But it's saying, if you're going to make the commitment, make the commitment. If you're not going to make the commitment, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what God's really saying here, because we're not making the commitment until May. So we're not making a commitment to get a car. We're not looking to get an earthly purchase or to get something that is just going to help us temporarily or for whatever it is. But we're making a commitment to Christ.
That's right.
And I think coming off the Easter services, and when we really daily, we should reflect on Christ and the sacrifice made. But in the holiday of Easter, I think it's so important that we do continue to do that, and we continue to realize just who it is we're serving.
100%.
That's what it comes down to. Yeah. We gotta break it down to ourselves that we are serving a living Christ who's done more than everything for us, and the least we can do is if we commit something, keep it.
It can be so easy to make promises to God. That's the problem, especially in Christian circles, growing up a Christian, all that sort of stuff. Like, it's so easy to make promises to him. But you really need to think about how you're making that promise and why you're making that promise. Is that promise out of just pure emotion? Is it out of just something that's happening in your life at that moment? Or is this something that you truly want to keep for the rest of your days and like truly keep to that promise? And that's the big thing, bro. And I think that's the thing that we need to work on as Christian, because it's so easy to get caught up in the preacher saying, hey, come down, or feeling like you have to make a commitment after a message. And there's been plenty of times where that's happened, bro. Like, I've noticed there's a lot of people that are gone down to pray. There's a lot of people that have, you know, gone to the altar to make commitments to God, and feeling in myself like, oh, I should go and pray as well. But no, if God hasn't worked on you in that service, don't do anything about it. Because that's what he'd prefer. Prefer you do that than just say some empty words.
Agree. No, I agree with that, bro. It's a good verse.
Yeah.
It was a great verse.
It was very very relevant to what we're going through.
Happened? Nah. Yeah, no, it's a good verse, bro. No, but it's definitely important. I think for us, like just us two as well, because we've got TNS coming up, we've got leadership coming up, we've got a few conferences, just to remind ourselves that if we're going to make a decision, let's make it.
And I think that's the important part for anyone else, like especially if you're in those Christian circles where you do have a lot of conferences coming up, camps, whatever. Ladies and gents, think about the commitments you're making prior to doing it. And for me, one of the things that I do is prior to the conference starting, I ask God to show me what he needs me to change or work on at that conference. So like the preachers might be asking for 7-8 different things that you need to make a commitment to God for. But I'm asking God for one thing that he wants me to change. And I know that that's the one that's going to stick because I've premeditated that before the conference. So before you get to a conference, a camp this year, whatever it is, ask God, hey, what do you want me to change? What do you want me to work on? And then work on that specifically and let him talk to you that way. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of, bro, TNS is coming up in July. Bro, you keen?
Yeah.
It's coming up fast too.
But the email saying I had already registered. I was like,
oh, yeah, wait. Same. Yeah. Pastor Skelly's coming for that. It's going to be a good 3-day weekend, ladies and gents. That is the 16th to the 18th of July. True North Summit Conference. It's for all young adults, all people out of school. Pastor Skelly's coming for a weekend. It's going to be awesome. Going to be a good activity on the Saturday. Yeah. Services Friday to Sunday. I'm looking forward to it, bro.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to be good. It's good to have TNS back.
It's going
to
be good.
It's good to have Skelly in the flesh back with us as well. Yeah. Considering, you know, the last time we did it, he had to do it via like
pre-recorded. Yeah, he's also preaching leadership conference in Brisbane. And he's
doing Elevate as well for us as well.
So yeah, if you see us there, say hi. It's going to be good, bro. Looking forward to it.
Okay, I'm keen.
Saturday, where can the people find you, man?
Mate, you find me at Faith Baptist Church, Regent's Park. And if you even come in the last 2 weeks or so, I've been there. I've just hang out with other people. Apologies. But yeah, you catch me at Faith Baptist Regent's Park. And then my footy stuff, league chat with the stat. So.
Nice. And ladies and gents, you can catch me at RayHaddad97.
Also, I have this gut feeling that the phone could potentially be dead, but that's FYI.
You reckon?
Potentially, but.
Interesting. If it is, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
This is something, yeah.
I don't know. But either way, ladies and gents, have a chat with Ray and Stat. Find us on all the social medias. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode. That is Stat. I'm Ray.
Peace out, peeps.
Thanks for having the chat.
Yeah.